This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Witness Uganda tells the true story of Griffin Matthews, a young American who went to Uganda in 2005 to help build a village school. But a chance encounter with a group of orphaned teenagers transformed his trip and the next 8 years of his life. Griffin started the Uganda Project to help support and educate Ugandan orphans. But by 2008, he was out of money and losing hope. So he teamed up with his partner, composer Matt Gould, and the result was Witness Uganda, now on stage at the ART in Cambridge. Matt Gould and Griffin Matthews are with us right now. Here's the show's opening number called Chusa.
My name is Griffin, and this is my story. I went to Uganda in the summer of 2005 to volunteer. I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been to Uganda. I am not Ugandan. My grandmother is from Pittsburgh. I stepped foot into a culture I knew nothing about. Yes, my skin was the same, but our lives were completely different. I lie in bed at night and think to myself, what if I never met those kids? What if I never got on that plane? How different would my life be? Sometimes I'm like, forget it all. But I still see their faces. I still hear their voices. Someone in Uganda once told me, God's not gonna show you the full story of your life because you wouldn't be able to handle it. Because if I had known then what I know now about the complexity of helping, I probably wouldn't have gone. On this planet, and how do I fit in it? Give me the strength, so I'm not afraid. If God says to go, then I don't have to know what's on the other side, because the other side just might make me alive.
Yeah.
Just might make me alive, might make me alive, might make me
Wow, fantastic. That's Griffin Matthews singing, Matt Gould on vocals and piano, and I should say percussion, as in our table here, performing the opening number of Chusa from their musical Witness Uganda, which had its world premiere at the ART earlier this week in Cambridge. And Matt and Griffin, welcome to Radio Boston. Great work. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you. Griffin, let me jump right to you and tell us how this all began. You began the story in that great song. Why did you want to go to Uganda in the first place?
I think there was a lot of things going on in my life at the time. I was a young actor in New York City trying to find my place in the city and in the world. And, you know, I was struggling with sexuality, being a part of a church that didn't condone it. And so I think when I left for Uganda, I was trying to find myself. Mm. And it was a perfect opportunity to step outside of the borders and to see what the rest of the world was doing.
Now, you end up with this really admirable project trying to help Ugandan orphans. So link us to that project, to this great musical. What was the journey?
Well, when I was there in Uganda, I stumbled upon a group of orphan teenagers who were fending for themselves. They were out of school. In Uganda, school is not free. So mm-hmm. when your parents die, you're on your own. And so I met them by chance on the street one day and started talking to them. And I asked them how I could help, and they said that they wanted to go to school. And at the time, I had no money. So I said, okay, I will teach you. And we started meeting daily for classes in a village library. And a beautiful relationship was formed over 6 weeks. And so when I went back to New York, I started raising money for their educations. And then in 2008, the economy collapsed, and we were out of money. And that's when I met Matt Gould.
And Matt Gould, you have this kind of wacky idea that I gather Griffin didn't sort of jump at. And your idea was?
I said, you know, we got to make some money to keep these kids in school. I said, let's write a musical about Uganda Project.
Of course. I said, that's a horrible idea.
So I started secretly recording Griffin's rants about the complexity of trying to help people, and sort of wove music through these recordings. And it kind of gave way to that first song that you just heard.
Yeah, which was wonderful. Tell me a little bit about that song. Let me ask you, Matt Gould, because you're singing, of course, I mean, Griffin's singing in English, you're singing in the local language in Uganda.
Yeah, I mean, the words of the song translate to mean, even though I am not rich, I can still make a change. Mm. Help me to change. Yeah. And I think sort of the idea of the song was that I think our generation, and I use the word generation very broadly, to mean that people right now really feel, Americans really feel a need to do something good in the world. We feel a responsibility to help people. And so often we don't know how to do it because we think, well, we don't have enough money to make a big change, or I don't have enough time to do, you know, whatever it is. And the idea behind the song is that no matter what you've got, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, you can make a difference in small ways, which ultimately over time add up to very big ways.
But Griffin, you know, I was struck by words in that song that the complexity of helping people is, I mean, that it's complicated to help people. And if you had known what you'd known, maybe you wouldn't have gone.
No, I think, you know, everyone, you know, when they go to volunteer somewhere, you can be very idealistic. Mm. And I was young, and I had never really seen anything like Uganda. And so I thought I could make a big change, make a big difference. But of course, over the years, we ran into a lot of problems, corruption and deception. And it was, you know, devastating for my life and for the organization. And so we decided to, instead of keep it all secret, we decided to talk about it inside of the musical.
Boy. Well, Witness Uganda, it's directed by the ART's artistic director and Tony Award-winning winner, Diane Paulus. She told the Boston Globe that the music in this show is unlike anything she's ever heard before. So let's hear another number. What are you going to do for us?
We're going to do a little Bricks.
Bricks. Okay. From Witness Uganda, Matt Gould and Griffin Matthews.
When people find out that we're working in Uganda, they always ask us, oh my God, are you building schools in Uganda? I'm like, no, we're not building schools in Uganda. They have those buildings. Buildings exist, but school isn't free. So people can't afford tuition. So no, we're not trying to resurrect buildings. We're trying to resurrect people.
We're
trying
to resurrect
people.
We're
trying
to resurrect
people. And that's a harder thing to prove than showing.
Bricks! Bricks!
We always in the West assume like aid can only be tied to
dollars. Bricks.
Like you have to be giving people money and they have to be building something or whatever they're doing with
bricks.
Money. And you have to be able to, you know, count it and track it and 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 count it. And track it, and count it, and track it, and count it, and track it, and count it.
Make me in the image of God. Forgive me for all I am not. Not our sins against us, but hold us up against our sins.
1, 2, 3, resurrect!
Resurrect, 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 resurrect,
hey!
Resurrect people.
Takuyamba ozukuke.
Chino,
chino, chino, chino, timwanyi bachiri.
Loka
ekole wana fufu yoka. Na ye umuntu afanana katonda.
Raise me, raise me, God.
resurrect, 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 help! Resurrect people.
All right, fantastic. Griffin Matthews, Matt Gould performing the song Bricks from the musical Witness Uganda, which is now on stage at the ART. You heard Griffin Matthews singing, Matt Gould on vocals, piano, and studio table. Gentlemen, thank you so much. That was really great. I want to ask you about response to this, because you do an act three after every curtain call, I understand, which is a talk back with the audience. What sorts of things come up in these conversations? I'll start with you, Griffin.
I think that people are really interested in knowing what they can do, because I think the piece tries to stay as truthful as we can about the complexity of aid work. And I think that a lot of people resonate with the idea that it's complex and that it's not always tied up in a pretty bow. And I think people wonder, so when I see this show, now what can I do? How can I help your kids? How can I help my community? And what we've told them is that change starts with the person next to you. It starts wherever you see someone in need, you can do that. You can go there. And I think we always created the piece to be inspirational for people and also as a conversation starter so that people go out of the theater still talking about how complex it is so that that becomes part of the conversation of aid work, that it's actually complex.
Because you do raise the question in this musical, is changing the world even possible? But it sounds like you think that it is.
I think it is. Yeah. I mean, I think if you ask our students in Uganda if change is possible, you know, when we first met them, they were fending for themselves and they'd never touched a computer. And now when we go back to Uganda, they are fixing our computers. So I think that change is possible.
Well, Matt and Griffin, thank you both so much for being here with us today. Congratulations on the show, by the way. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
I want to get out there. And of course, we should say there are multiple singers that do these numbers on the stage with you, Griffin.
Cast of 14.
So we'd love for you to both play us out on one more song, if you could. All right. So what are we going to hear?
This song is called Invisible Thread.
All right. That's Matt Gould and Griffin Matthews, who wrote the new musical Witness Uganda. It's on stage now at the ART's Loeb Drama Center. Runs through March 16th. A lot more information at RadioBoston.org. I'm going to say goodbye. Radio Boston's a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Have a great weekend. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston. And we'll go out now with Invisible Threads from Witness Uganda.
There is a long invisible thread that wraps around my heart and wraps around your head, tightens its grip when things go unsaid, and I can't break free. Oh, no.
Let go, let me, little boy, break free, leave him out on his own. Let him find his way home. Can't take all this pain on your shoulders. Only weighs you all down when you're older. Let him run, let him fly. If you love him, then don't cry tonight. Let him learn all he can. So when he comes home to you, he'll be a better man.
There's a long invisible thread that wraps around my heart and wraps around your head. It tightens its grip when things go unsaid, and I can't break free. Oh no,
Lord above, can you hear my
strong when I wanna be
over there.
How can I
love him and keep my eyes dry? Do I learn all I can? So when he comes home to me, I'll be a better man.